It's time to talk health once more on WRS. Dr. Michelle Wright with you as usual, Director of First Aid Training and Health Education Company, Health First. News out about ticks in Switzerland, more specifically one of the infections that ticks can carry, tick-borne meningoencephalitis. Cases of this infection have exploded this year. By early September, there were already more than 300 cases, compared to 10 years ago, when there were fewer than 100 by this time. What's behind the increase? Well, in part, it's thought to be due to the hotter weather. In a hot spring, it's estimated that 1 in 100 ticks carry the virus causing tick-borne meningoencephalitis, whilst in a cooler spring, this drops to 1 in 1,000. And certainly when I first moved to Switzerland in 2004, ticks carrying this infection could only be found in parts of the country, but now it's actually only the cantons of Geneva and Ticino that are relatively spared. We also used to say go up high if you want to avoid ticks, but in recent years they've been found up to an altitude of 2,000 metres. As a reminder, tick-borne meningoencephalitis is a serious infection that can attack the nervous system. Flu-like symptoms are usually noticed first, and then the infection can spread to the brain tissue and the meninges, the protective covering that surrounds the brain and spinal cord. If this happens, it can lead to high fever, headache, vomiting, a reduced level of consciousness, and sadly death in around 1% of people infected. Treatment is supportive, with hydration, analgesia, medication to bring down fever, and perhaps steroids to treat any brain inflammation. But the good news is that there's a vaccine available that helps to protect against tick-borne meningoencephalitis. The Swiss Federal Office of Public Health recommends vaccination for all adults and children over 6 years living in high-risk areas or regularly visiting them. So essentially, this is the whole of Switzerland except Geneva and Ticino. 3 doses of the vaccine are needed altogether. The first 2 doses being given a month apart, and then the third 5 to 12 months after the second dose, depending on the vaccine used. A booster dose should then be given after 10 years if the risk of exposure persists. But only around a third of Swiss are currently vaccinated, compared to countries like Austria, where vaccination coverage is as high as 90%. Peak tick season runs from May to November, so it's best to have the vaccine outside of this so that you're protected in time. Maybe something to consider this winter or early spring 2023. Vaccination is available in some pharmacies, and of course you can also discuss vaccination with your usual doctor. That's it for this episode. Catch this podcast and others at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.